Backyard upgrades, you think about them, you want to do them, so does Kevin and Tomball. He wrote in, and that's why I'm reaching out to Thomas at Family Landscapes, our trusted guy when it comes to all things landscaping. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Charlie.
Kevin is thinking about expanding his patio in the backyard. He and his wife, and somehow I think it's his wife and he, want to expand their 6x10 patio into the backyard. He says his home is like one of these new build kind of slab homes, and he doesn't want to put in a cover or a pergola or anything, but he wants extra space, and they're considering doing it themselves, but they're concerned about the drainage issue that's going, you know, putting in a bigger patio is going to cause, and he's looking for some professional advice on this. What would you say to somebody who's looking at doing that?
Well, obviously, drainage is a consideration in the formula for, you know, putting in a patio, but without really checking elevations, every job is different, but it sure makes his backyard more usable if he has a larger patio to enjoy the backyard.
There was a time when we'd look at, like, pavestone instead of doing a concrete patio, because wasn't there a time when that was considered better for drainage?
It is, and you can always top the existing surface and just expand on it with new pavers, too, to increase your footage.
How do you typically approach a project like this when you go out and look at somebody who's expanding a patio and doing that kind of project?
Well, the starting point is obviously finding out the areas that they want to increase the patio footage, and then discuss the different materials that are available, whether it be concrete or pavestone. Obviously, flagstone is an option, too. It just depends on the naturalness or the direction that they want to go with the look that they want. And then once you lay out a design of the surface area, you're going to get an idea with shooting the grade as to whether you're going to affect the drainage.
Are you going to be looking at, like, drains to the street on something like that, or can you do it with beds? Or
Again, that really comes with shooting the grade to find out what's necessary. Sometimes adding a deck will require drains to the street. Sometimes just a shifting of the soil away from the new patio will take care of the drainage.
What I'm hearing is that as a do-it-yourself project, this may be an over-your-head kind of thing if you don't understand the nature of irrigation.
Exactly.
All right. And the guy to ask is Thomas at Family Landscapes. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Click on the Family Landscapes button to learn more about them and to get in touch with them. Hey, Thomas, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.